Hey guys, it's Tuesday, and we are at the end of 1 Timothy chapter 6. He talks a lot about money in this chapter. I want to read a few verses to you, 6 through 10. He says, "Godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs." Isn't it easy for us to make money too important? Not just money, but our situations, what we have, what we possess. I'm sure most of you have heard the phrase before. You've never seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul, and we can't take it with us to heaven, right? It's funny, I went out to Colby to preach a few years ago and went and had meetings and things out there before I preached, so I stayed in a hotel, and we pulled up to the parking lot of a hotel, and honest to goodness, there was a hearse that had a hitch on it. It was pulling a trailer with a Harley Davidson motorcycle on the back. And I thought to myself, how ironic is that? Isn't that how so many people in this world picture them going out? That they'll be able to take whatever they've worked hard for, whatever possessions that they have. You know, I think my favorite part of this whole chapter is the beginning of verse 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain. So it starts with godliness, and then we focus on contentment. You know, there's a lot of Christians who admittedly struggle with being content. I think there's a lot of Christians who won't admit their discontent. Here's what I want to do. I wrote down a few questions for you today. We're going to do a little contentment survey. Okay, now if you're listening to this with somebody else, remember that you are not judging their level of contentment. You're judging your level of contentment. So I just wrote down 6 quick questions that I think will kind of help you. I'm not going to say if you answered yes on 2 of these, it means this. If you answered 4 or more, it means this. I'm not going to do that to you. But I want you to answer this just in your mind right now. Do you believe that you're, for the most part, a very content person? Okay, so here's the little assessment I came up with, and you can keep the tallies on your fingers. Number 1, do I continually feel the need to keep up with others and what they have? Do you feel that pressure to keep up with others when they get a new house, when they get a new boat, when they get a different car, when they get the newest iPhone, whatever it is? Do you feel pressure to keep up with the Joneses, as the old phrase goes? I feel sorry for everybody who's Jones for that. Number 2, do I continually buy things? Now, be honest on this one. Do I continually buy things without really pausing and assessing my need for them? Okay. Do I continually buy things without really pausing and assessing my need for them? All right, number 3. You didn't know you were going to take a survey today, did you? I didn't either till I sat down a few minutes ago. Number 3. This is a tough one. do I sometimes find myself jealous of what others have? Do I find myself sometimes jealous of what others have? Be honest with yourself here. Don't worry, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands in church next weekend. Number four, am I often thinking about getting a different car, house, job, or moving? Am I often thinking about getting a different car, house, job, or moving, like to a different town? Number five, do I find that I am not satisfied for very long when I finally get something that I have wanted? Do I find that I'm not satisfied for very long when I finally get something that I really wanted? In other words, does the excitement wear off quickly when you get something new? And number six, why are there six questions? Because that's all I could think of. Number six, do I often compare my life situations to others and their situations? Do I often compare my life situations to others and their situations? You know, I think the reason I wanted to do this today is I just wanted to make you think a little bit about, am I content? I mean, if you've got six fingers up right now as you're doing this, then I think you might struggle with discontentment. I'm not going to rank the rest of them, but just do a little self-analysis today. And then remember, godliness comes first. Godliness with contentment is great gain. I'll be back with you again tomorrow on Wednesday.